This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
Yeah, here we are. And I was gonna quote the number of the episode, but I don't know it.
227,
something like that,
or 229 or 227, one of the two. But we've really been going.
Happy Mother's Day for the mothers. Happy Mother's Day, Jasmine.
Thank you very much, Vic. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there, to Nicki Minaj as well. Woo! Yeah, it's an amazing day. Well, you know, it just feels like any other day, but it's nice to be nice. So, yeah, it's all right.
It's nice to be nice.
Yes.
Your papa could be LGBTQ. Your mother could be LGBTQ.
Well, because I think you did a sticker asking for people's questions and stuff. I don't know if we should just briefly just wrap up Love Island, finally, the final winners.
Oh, go on in.
Yeah, all right, guys. So if you're not into Love Island, maybe skip ahead 5 or 10 minutes. I don't know.
Please.
Yeah. So Shaq and Tanya are getting 2% of the votes. Are we surprised?
Wow, one and two.
Not even one and two. As in two single digits.
Man.
It's a lot.
As in Dami and India got like 15. Hi and what's his name again?
Sanam.
Sorry. Oh. Kaz and Ty.
Oh, Kaz and Ty. I think they got 11%.
11. Two! How can Faye and Teddy got more than them?
Mm-hmm.
And they are the worst couple in Love Island history. The worst couple in Love Island history. Wow.
I don't know what to say. But I just... I can't really say I'm that surprised.
I think I was like,
do you know what? To be fair, I didn't know the breakdowns of previous years until this one was announced and I was able to compare it to the others. But I 100% knew that not many people were supporting them.
Mm-mm.
So I'm not surprised even by the difference between them and the couple that came third. I'm like, they were the only ones in that didn't get six figures.
Jeez,
as in people voting for them. They got like 20,000 people voting for them, and then Tom and Sammy had like 200 and
no
something
please.
Thousand
please.
Damn.
Well, you know, it's a reality TV show. I suppose in their eyes, the most important thing is that they have each other. So we'll see how their relationship goes. But I sometimes feel sorry for these couples because it's like they probably have that pressure of like, we need to prove people wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
And then it's not like, we need to break up because we're not really good for it. And this is not just for Shaq and Tanya. This is just for all the couples. It's like, we need to break up because we're not really good for each other. But shit, no, we need to prove people wrong because we went on this show with all those wahala.
We have so many doubters.
Yeah, we need to prove people wrong. It's like, oh, that could be that. That sounds like a bit of hell.
It's long. It's very, very long. You know, I wish them the best, either together or individually. Mm. I really do wish them the best. I just think it's probably such a shock to be in that bubble of, you know, thinking that your relationship is well, or not even good, but you think it's being perceived the way you see it. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, because Tanya did really think that, and Shaq, they kept saying, you know, Tanya says stuff like, I don't know why wearing a bottom and Cinnamon on. Yeah. I was like, what? Really, sis? So yeah, you're right. They probably see it so differently. And then even when Shaq said, even though he said the public may think, but he was like, you know, the public may think that Ron only asked Lana to be his girlfriend because everyone likes Lana. And then when they said, you know, you guys should go up there for like most argumentative couple, Shaq's like, I'm not going up there. It's not even like, but I don't really think it's us. It's, I'm not going up there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they really got a rude awakening. How the public sees them. But you know, at the end of the day, what's important is their couple them.
Yeah.
And we'll see what they get up to and stuff.
Yeah. I just hope they get all the like mental health support.
Yeah, because a lot of you take it too far. Like a lot of people turning like Tanya racism and death threats. It's like you're taking it too far. If you don't like them as a couple, you don't have to like them as a couple, but yeah, people take it too far.
And then Ron and, well, Tom and Sammy, I don't think we're shocked at them coming third. But Ron and Lana...
Did you think they were going to win?
In a second. I thought Ron and Lana were going to win.
Some people really thought that Tom and...
I did think it would be between... I think I said for a couple of weeks, I thought Tom and Sammy were going to win. And then when they started bullying Ron, I thought Ron and Lana are going to win. Because I was like, oh, the public are not going to stand for Ron being bullied like that. And obviously Lana was doing ride or die. So yeah, I thought Ron and Lana were going to win, I'll be honest. I thought Kai and Sanam, I was like, yeah, they're going to come third. As much as I want them to win.
Oh, I wanted them to win.
They might come third.
A part of me was like, do you know what? I think the UK might pull through. But then I was like, nah, it's just they're too ethnic for the UK. Not for me, but this UK. Oh my days. No, there's no way. But yeah, I'm really happy they won. Like I feel satisfied. Like I turned off the TV right after. And I was like, yeah, I feel good about that. Okay.
Yeah.
But even watching the last, I don't think I actually watched the two episodes before. Actually, no, I did. I watched the one on Sunday, but it's just because it was just getting too boring. Yeah. I don't know.
It was background noise to me, to be honest. I was on my phone and I had it on in the background.
Yeah, this series was dragging. Yeah, it was dragging.
Yeah. And I think, do you know what helped Kai and Sanam? I'm not going to lie. It's the fact that everyone else was so unlikable.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, obviously, I'm happy that they won. And they definitely did win on their own merit. But I think it definitely helped that everyone else was just so unlikable. Like, my
gosh. Do you know what I thought was funny? When Tom and Sammy got third, I bet they was thinking, huh?
You could actually see the shock on their faces.
Ethnics?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but, you know, we moved to the summer Love Island. I think someone had a tweet that said, I've complained the whole season, but yeah, you'll see me in the summer. Ugh. And I think that's literally me. I feel like they've got their hooks into me, Love Island.
Did you see the Sanam and Kai's interview, though? It was so cute. And Sanam accidentally said, oh, what I love about him. And like, and then Maya was looking like she was about to cry. Oh,
I know.
This would actually be me if I was hosting this thing. I'd be crying all the time. But she's such a great host because even when she's with Shaq and Tanya, I feel like she's good at making the contestants feel relaxed and make them feel like, even though the public hate you, I'm not gonna give you that energy. Because I feel like if it was Laura, she would have just, I don't know, I just feel like in the past, she's
Laura had very obvious favourites.
Yeah.
Like the way she would talk to people she didn't really, like you could definitely tell the difference. But I think Maya's done an amazing job.
Yeah.
Really, 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 really. Even After Sun, I never used to watch it when, like in previous years. But I feel like After Sun I've been watching.
I feel like they're taking on feedback. Because before, it was kind of like, you're not allowed to comment on the couple we fit, the golden couple.
Okay.
So let's say the golden couple, what was the year? Who won in Kaz's year? Liam and Millie.
Millie.
You're not allowed to comment on them. So I remember there was a lot of conversation about, oh, how can Kaz and Ty be exclusive, but Millie and Liam were, but no one's allowed to comment on that. Do you know what I mean? But now in this series, there's a lot of, let's say you said that, somebody else would say, but I swear so-and-so is also.
Yeah,
so it's
exactly.
very much like give and take basketballs. That is what you're getting over there. And it's really good to see, because like, this is the TV we want to see. We want to see the timeline reflected.
Yes,
yeah, as opposed to, you know, manufactured thoughts, where it's like sometimes people say, even in the ye olde days, when someone says something a bit like they're saying what we're thinking, the host is quiet. And it's like, it's awkward. And it's like, what, are you not allowed to say that? Because we're patching these people to win. It's just so awkward.
Yeah, no, it's true. I get what you mean. I think you're right. It was refreshing. Even like India and even Sam, like obviously I know he's a bit controversial, but I feel like they added a really nice dynamic to After Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I think they did very, very well this year on After Sun. Like 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Very, very well.
Definitely, definitely.
Alrighty. Let's get into the questions.
All right, 1 second. We just got a new one. Do you hate anyone? That's one of the questions. I actually don't have any. I don't have any hate in my heart for anybody. Do you, Jazz? Do you know what? I say that, but then sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I really fucking hate that bitch. Like, it might just come to me now, but there's no real hate in my heart. There's no, I don't spend my days, you know, writing out, you know, revenge plans.
I never used to hate anyone, but I think there's only one person that I hate at the moment, and I can't say who that person is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, deserved though.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, fair then.
Yeah. It's the Yeah, let me say less. But yeah, there's only really one person I hate, and I think it's been like a long time coming. You know, when it's like
this is the villain. This is the real hatred.
It's like, yeah, like I tried to give you a chance, I've tried to be nice, I've given you second chances, I've done this, I've done that. And you've taken the piss out of me, bruv.
Mm.
And yeah, like now, let me hate you.
It's yeah, fair.
Fine.
And sometimes I think it's good to hate people, because I think sometimes people love to do that. Oh my God, be mature, be the bigger person. And I hate them with good reason. Because if you were in my position, you would hate them too.
Absolutely. You would hate them for even less than what I hate them for.
Please.
So yeah, I think that's what it got to. It got to a point where I know that I'm like quite a forgiving person. And it just got to a point where I'm like, I can't mentally or emotionally take any more. So now I have to go to hatred. Fair. And hatred allows me to create that distance that I needed.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fair. Okay, here's a question. How do you cope with feelings of envy, particularly compared to family and friends? I'm ashamed that I'm jealous when I see loved ones announce their new jobs and engagement, moving in with partners, etc. But I have no new story to tell. I feel like I'm doing something wrong as I'm stuck in a rut.
Oh, wow. That's quite a deep question.
Yes, then.
But I think, genuinely, I think with envy, I think you kind of have to work through the emotion of it. Like, sometimes, like, my friend will say something to me, and I'll actually tell them I'm jealous. And...
okay.
No, but sometimes it's like, by me saying that, it's immediately gone. It's almost like you have to release that energy into the air and work through it, and whatever it is, it's done. Or maybe when I'm saying I'm jealous, I'm not. It's like, yeah, I would love to be doing it too, but it's not a case of I'm not happy for you. And I think that maybe there's a distinct difference. Maybe that's what the difference between jealousy and envy is. Because I don't feel envious of anyone, but if my friend is like, oh yeah, I'm going to this place in 2 weeks, I'll be like, oh, I'm jealous, or I'm so gel, or whatever, and then it's kind of gone. But I think sometimes, yes, work through those emotions, and also know that your time is coming.
Yeah,
I think that always helps me. And sometimes it doesn't, but I think sometimes just you have to realize that everyone is on their own journey, their own path, and your journey is not going to look like your friends or your family members or your close friends. And sometimes, I don't know if it was it Cardi B that said it? I'm so sorry if I'm remembering the wrong person, but I'm sure she said something like, use that envy, like use it as motivation, maybe. Like, okay, how can I get to that place? Like, if this is something that I really want, what steps can I take to get there?
Okay.
And I feel like, yeah, sometimes it's just a redirection of your energy. Like, instead of making it a negative, try to see if you can turn it into a positive.
Yeah. I have it in, because I have a friend who, when good things happen for her, she's like, your time's coming next. And she always says this thing where she's like, if I can do it, then you can do it. And then she always says, if you can do something, then I can do something. So she's like, when you achieve something, then that tells me that I can do it as well.
Yeah.
It's like, so it and when she achieves big things, and like, let's say it's a pay rise or something like that, she'll tell me, she'll be like, this is what I got. I just want to let you know, because I want you to know that one day you can get this too. So it's kind of like, you have those friends who are like, do you know what? It's not a competition thing. I want all of us to win.
Yeah.
So I think you should also see it as, if my friends can achieve something, let's not put the love stuff there. But let's say, like, I don't know, new job, new pay rise or new car. You can see it as, if they can do it, and I've seen them work hard. I think there's always something about seeing people in your proximity work hard, as opposed to like celebrities or influencers where it's like, oh, that just came out of the blue. When you see your friends graph, 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 you're like, shit, I can do that too. I can physically do it. But do you know what's so funny? When I first heard this question, yeah, the first thing that came to my mind was like, do not tell your friends you're jealous of them. And then maybe laugh when you were like, oh, I told them. Only because, yeah, I've seen things where I've seen people online do, and I've had it to me as well. Not Jasmine, please, guys, don't think it's Jazz. Where people have been like, oh, I need to distance myself away from you because I'm jealous of you, or I can't feel happy for you in this moment in time. And I've seen people say that, and I've had something on a smaller scale. And it's like, you know, your wins is making me feel insecure, sort of thing.
Yeah. And do you know what? I think it's a bit, difficult, because it's like, for example, if you got a promotion or whatever, I don't think I would be like, oh, I'm jealous. My immediate response would be, oh, I'm proud of you, or congratulations, whatever it may be.
Is it more the holiday
it's
thing?
It's more like more the flashy. More like the, oh, I'm going to so-and-so's concert. Like when you said, was it when you told me that you're going to Beyonce? Someone told me that they're going to a concert or got the Renaissance tickets. And I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous, or whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? It's stuff like that. But if it was you got engaged, or I don't know, you got a new job, or you got a pay rise. To me, that doesn't invoke jealousy in me or envy. And I wouldn't say to you, oh, I'm jealous. Do you know? I don't know. Maybe it is more the flashy stuff. Maybe it is conditional.
Well, the thing is, I feel the flashy stuff, like, oh, I got Beyonce tickets, and you're like, oh, I'm jealous. I would just see it as like surface, like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah, surface level, yeah.
But do you know what? Yeah, because I've seen a lot of people like, I'm jealous of my friend. I don't know how to be happy for them. And they've said it to them, like, I'm going to be honest with you and say, I need time away from you because I can't be happy for you. And for me personally, Victoria Sunis, as in me, as in how I would, I can't say to Jazz, you're winning so much, you're engaged, you've got this, you've got that, you've got a really nice car, I'm jealous for you, I need to distance myself away from you. Because I feel, but the sad and honest truth is that emotion exists in that person. They are jealous of their friend.
Yeah, even if they don't vocalize it. And it's sort of like, is it better to vocalize it in that scenario or not?
I personally don't think so. Because I just feel like, the thing is, people will say that it makes you seem more mature. But to me, me personally, I'm Nigerian as well. That just tells me that you're going to kill me in the night. Okay, no, I'm going too far. But I feel like you have to really work on yourself as well. Why is this making me feel jealous? Is it societal pressures? Okay, my friend's getting married. Okay, my friend's moving in with their man. Why are those things making me feel less than? But then also you have to see it as, Or is it particularly because a friend is making you feel less than? Are they constantly being like, oh yeah, I'm doing this, my man's paying for it, or I'm doing this, my man's, like, trying to make you feel like they have everything? Because I have been around someone who was kind of like, oh, I have all of these things, and like, oh, I'm better sort of thing. But Jazz is completely right. We're all on our own journey. And when you deep it, if you, not always, but sometimes if you deep it and you look at other people's life, maybe that's not the life you want.
It's very,
that
very
might not
true.
That might actually not be the life you want.
Mm. And you know what? Someone said something really beautiful. Someone DM'd us. I think she's a listener. I'm just going to get her name. Just because I don't want her to be in your... Bar for bar, word for word, sorry. Her name is Yvonne. So shout out to you for messaging me. But yeah, she was basically saying, like, life is seasonal. Mm. Like, we all have our seasons. Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine if we were all winning at the same time. How boring would that be?
Mm.
Like, I think there sort of has to be a sort of level of acceptance of, okay, this might be their time, but my time will come.
It's coming. Do you know what? You're so right about the level of acceptance. It's just accepting that this is life.
Yeah.
It's not, life is not fair. And it's not, and I've been reeling with that as well. Like, life is just not fair. And if you want your goals to happen, you can make it happen. But as unfortunately, life is not fair, especially with some things that we cannot control, like the love aspect, you know, all those things. But honestly, I would personally just focus on your own journey, but really and truly try your best to feel happy for your friends, especially if you've seen that journey firsthand. Like, when I see my friends, for example, when they buy their properties, and I've seen them go through, like, hardship, there is no way I could feel jealous for this person. Me personally, I always pray for my friends. So, like, if they say to me, like, I really want this, or I'm in this situation, or this is happening. So when they come out of a situation, or when they come out of, when they achieve a goal, I'm always happy because I'm thinking, this is what we've been praying for. There's no way I can feel jealous, because I'm just thinking, this is what I've been praying for you.
Yeah.
But I do think you have to really work on, you need to even,
it's internal work.
Why it's internal am I? Because you might not even be jealous of a friend. You might just be jealous of the fact that, rah, they're married, they've got a good job, they've moved out, they've done this, they've done that, and it looks on paper they've done it all. Also, you have to remember that you're young. I'm assuming that if you listen to this pod, you're like under 30. So, like Jess said, the journey. Not everything's gonna happen overnight.
Sorry. Is that your boyfriend sneezing?
Was it that loud?
I heard it, yeah.
He sneezes like my dad. Like, my dad sneezes so loud.
Oh my gosh. I think that is actually an ick for me. People that sneeze loudly. You know, like, I have neighbors, I can hear them sneeze. I'm like, it's impossible. Like, why can I hear you sneeze?
I'm done. Imagine dumping him. Oh yeah, sorry, I can't.
This is it.
Do you sneeze?
Oh gosh.
But yeah, I generally think the feeling will pass. And also, there's nothing I wanted to remind you. Again, if you are our age, you are in that space where everybody's getting engaged, everyone's having babies, everyone's moving in with their partners. Please don't think it's a you problem. We're in that stage. Like, I remember in December, Christmas time, I was like, Victoria, it's either you sign out of YouTube or YouTube will sign you out. Because everybody's going to get engaged. This Christmas.
I think there was a time where, like, me and my friend, we were like, I actually have to take time off social media because it's a lot.
Everyone's getting engaged.
It's
and everyone's
a
having
lot.
Babies. So if you like, sign out or sign in and be triggered every day. So you pick. So sometimes it is learn, but then it had to be like, okay, why is everyone? Okay, yes, because I'm getting older. As we get older, more people will. But it's not a reflection on you at all. And also, another thing, look at your own achievements. If we were to go through your CV now of your achievements that you've achieved, I'm sure other people will be jealous of you too. You probably are not even that person that shouts about your achievements too tough.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Because there's sometimes there's some things that, like, for example, Jazz, I think you're talking about something. You're talking about, oh, this person has a nice lap. I'm like, Jazz, have you seen your car? If you were to put your car on Instagram, people would be like, oh my God, that Jazz girl, you've seen her car. Have you seen? Or if you were to put your shoe collection on Instagram, people, oh my God, that Jazz girl, have you seen her shoe? The way, sometimes the way you position your life as well.
It's true. It's like, to us, we think it's like, oh, this is nothing. This is calm. Yeah, this is just normal. But we look at others' lives and we sort of romanticize it a bit or glamorize it. And it's like, actually, I do have my own sorts of things that bring me joy. And things also, that other people would also want. It's interchangeable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it is a case of the grass looking greener. It's the just grass. A case of, because that person could look at something that I have and be like, oh, I would like that. Or I think that's quite nice, whatever you have. I don't know. It's everything is just so, it's so much more complex than, I guess, how we could ever sort of try to relay it. So I know the question that she asked was like quite, it seemed quite straightforward, but the answer is so complicated. But I think ultimately it boils down to what you said. It's like the self-work. It's detailing exactly, maybe writing it down, like,
definitely,
what is it about this that makes me feel jealous? Why do I think that I can't achieve it? Or why do I feel like it's not in my destiny? And is there any way to sort of work with that? Is what this person has done so unattainable that I need to feel this way? And the answer is going to be no.
And also, if they are friends and family, then I promise you, you would have seen the work.
The journey, yeah.
You would have seen them dating frogs. You would have seen them saving to get the deposit to even rent. Do you know what I mean? Like, you would have seen the journey. You would have seen them staying at a parent's house, they're arguing with their parents' house all the time. You would have seen so many things. So you know firsthand that it's not an overnight thing.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
But I do want you to know that it is a normal emotion, but it's just what you do with it.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I'm being honest with y'all anyways. I don't like that I'm going to come and tell my friend, we need to come and sit down. I can't be happy for you. I'm too jealous. I just think, what the hell? Jasmine, I've seen it so many times and people have been like, oh my God, yeah, you're so mature.
Hey. I think if a friend actually said that to me, I think I would be so stunned that they shouldn't even be surprised if they find a blank square in my WhatsApp status.
Not blank square. Do you know what's so crazy, yo? Because the thing, this is what annoys me. When I've had friends, I say friends, when I had a friend jealous of me, the thing that annoyed me, they've seen the journey. You've seen the journey.
Vic, you're very helpful and understanding. So I know that as a friend, if I ever said to you, oh, Vic, like, let's say you were working in marketing again, you were doing the social media management.
Mm.
And I said to you, Vic, I really want to get into social media management. Like, what did you do? I know you would give me the A to B. Oh, this is what I did. I recommend you do this. Oh, have a look at this. Or try to connect with this person or whatever. I know as a friend that that's what you're like. So to me, someone being, I wouldn't say envious, but instead of coming to you and being like, Vic, can you help me? For them to be like, I can't be happy for you. I think that is just very, very...
Boy.
Hey.
It's scary territory, boy. Scary stuffs. And it angers me so much because it's like, especially when it's someone that's seen the journey. So it's like, you've seen that, you saw me work and yet you said, nah, this should be mine. I've always had a hard time even wanting to believe that people are jealous of me, because I just feel like this life that, like, if I had like I have Cardi B in my head. If I had a Cardi B life, yeah, be jealous.
Mm.
Have you seen the roles outside? Yeah, be jealous.
But I think jealousy does manifest itself in different ways, though. Mm-hmm. Even people that don't even realize that they might be jealous, yeah. I think they do or say certain things that can make it seem like they feel a way that you've achieved something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very telling. It always comes out eventually.
Mm.
It's just, I don't know, how to manage that as a friend if you feel like your friend is envious of you. I do not know. That is one thing I don't have the answer to, because it would make you want to hold back, isn't it? It would make you not want to share your achievements, your successes.
Yeah, definitely. But do you know what I will say? Because you did mention something that I can relate to, and it's how I feel like I have no new story to tell. And I felt that way in lockdown, especially when I lost my job. You know, that the time when we could meet up with people, I kind of didn't want to meet up with people because I felt like I didn't have nothing to say. I wasn't doing anything online. Like, I didn't even have a job. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm drinking. I shouldn't even laugh. Mm. But I wasn't. So, and it's like, everybody's winning. Everybody's got something to say. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I've done that. And I felt like I was drawing away from people because I felt like if people were to ask me, oh, so what's going on? Yeah. I would have just felt like, oh, well, actually, guys, I'm really struggling. And I didn't want to be that person. We have another question. But do you know what? What I will say to that, though, if they're your real friends, you should be able to, it doesn't matter if they're on a high.
Mm.
You should be able to say, listen, I ain't got nothing going for me. But at the same time, I'm making it day by day. And that in itself is something to be proud of.
Mm.
That in itself, the fact that you're on a journey is something to be proud of.
Yeah.
And if they're real friends, they will encourage you and they'll help you.
Yeah, they will. They will. Oh, wow. We really went deep with that question, boy.
Okay. But
yeah,
going.
I didn't expect it.
Yeah. Good question, man. If you guys have any more, we will put the anonymous link in our highlights. So please feel free to ask questions there that you want us to answer. We have another question. Where do you both see yourselves in 5 years? Love you guys. Love you, girl.
Love you too. Oh, so sweet.
5 years. I'll be 34.
Yeah, I'll be 35. I think, I don't know, I want to be where the money resides. That's where I want to be.
Learn that.
Oh, Vic, your ad-lib just then was perfect. Yeah, pretty much it. I want to, do you know what it is? I think I want peace more than anything. I want to be in a space where I'm happy, I'm content, where, you know, I'm doing what makes me happy, and I don't want to feel like I'm in the rat race. That's what I've been experiencing lately. I feel like I'm definitely caught up in capitalism.
And, but is it our fault?
Yes and no.
And also, I would love to hear the no.
Yeah, I feel like, do you know what it is? To working against capitalism is extremely difficult. In fact, it's impossible because of the nature of the society that we're in. Everything is about money. Mm. Even time is money. Mm. And it's like, when we're living in that sort of system, the only way to not be in it is to live off-grid, which for the majority of us is not going to happen. But I think the reason why I say yes is because, for example, me wanting to be on a higher salary, for example, the reason why is material. Mm. That is literally it. Like, if I'm being 100% honest, it is to do with materials. I want to be able to go on more holidays. I want to be able to, I don't know.
Yeah, but our holidays experience.
they're experienced, but a holiday could be, I don't know, going to the Lake District for the weekend. That is a holiday technically, but I want to be on a yacht in Dubai.
In a tongue.
In a tongue. Yeah. So it's, I think there's sort of levels to it. And oh, hold on. Sorry. My sister's calling me. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. You were saying Lake District.
Yeah. And maybe it's something that I actually need to write out to get my thoughts together properly. But I feel like I am buying into capitalism. Even by getting the car that I have, I'm now in a cycle where I'm going to feel like, okay, so my next car has to be better. Do you know what I mean? And in order to get a better car, I need to earn more money. And I feel like it's like money is starting to influence certain decisions that I made. And a few years ago, like 10 years ago, that never would have been me. But as time has gone on, I've realized that if I don't get it together, like I'm not going to have the lifestyle that I would want. I feel like I have to buy into capitalism. I have to buy into this system. I have to be in the rat race. Yeah. Unless I literally win the lottery, that's the only way I can, I guess, free myself.
I mean, you could do other things in Dubai, but the thing is, I can't really blame you because I feel like we work 9 to 5. Most people's jobs are miserable. We rarely spend time with our family, so
yeah, there's no.
It's not. I don't think it's a bad thing to spend money on nice things. Yeah. I feel like there's so many people that shame people for that. Do you know, I saw this woman on TikTok here. She's a single mom. She works part-time. She says she's barely having enough money to make ends meet, right? And people ask her, so why do you have a cat? Why do you have a car?
Oh, I saw that video on TikTok,
like, okay,
yeah.
So she should walk everywhere with her child, cool. And she should have no pets. Like, why should people be so... You want people to be so, like...
They want people to be miserable. Actually depressed. But
people are already miserable.
Yeah, yeah, they are. But they want them to be Oliver Twist.
Fuck, man. I can't. I really cannot. Like, I just... Like, even this girl, she made a video like, oh, how I saved money. And she said she did all these things. And then people are like, oh, but still, she had money to do this. If she didn't spend money here, then she would have been able to afford this. Anyways,
yeah,
I can't. I really can't. So what was the question that oh, 5 years, where will we be? Where will I be in 5 years? Oh, I'll be a mother. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bitch,
amen.
I'm a mother.
I cannot wait for my friends to start having babies. If that is what they want. Oh, please.
Oh, I'm so ready. I literally touch my stomach all the time.
Oh, Vic.
Yeah, I'm really ready. But it's just the finances. But yeah, I'm really, really ready to be a mum. I think I'll definitely be a mum. I don't know what else I'll be doing in 5 years, but maybe I'll have a bigger house.
Amen.
With a garden.
That'd I see cool. it, to be honest. I see it.
Yeah.
Happiness.
Yeah. I think as well, I don't know, just, I need to start reading. That's what I need to start doing. I need to start reading more about why people shame people for like working 9 to 5. There's so much shame around it, and there's so much, we spoke about this before, so I don't want to repeat it, but there's so much like, oh my God, you're working 9 to 5, you're an idiot. No, really, guys, I'm not even joking, you're an idiot. You don't have to make the money properly. It's just so and then just shaming people for having nice things. Oh, you work a 9 to 5, but you have a dog.
Yeah.
They're like, yes, because I'm miserable. And seeing this fucking pet once a week makes or every when I come back from work makes me happy. It makes me stop
once a week.
I can't. I don't know what people expect from people.
Do you know what it is? You can't complain about bills again. If you complain about a bill, they'll start saying, "Oh, do you have Netflix? Do you have a pet? Do you have a car? Mm. Is your phone on contract?"
Do you know what? Yeah. At the end of the day, it's the government's fault. And they are, I have said it so many times, they're laughing at us. They literally go in and they laugh at us and call us broke bitches. Like, did you see that tweet? from HP Treasury, whatever they call themselves.
No,
I could be saying it wrong.
Right? I think anyways, I saw it, but
it was like a mock WhatsApp message, right? And they were like, "What do you guys want to see out of the budget?"
Mm.
Oh, free healthcare, all this kind of stuff. I said, "Ah, so I'm a laughing stock to you." Meanwhile, people are mocking people for buying cars or buying the cats.
do you know what's sick here? Yeah? What's sick about the current state of affairs is that they will openly mock us, like big time, mocking us.
Do you know what we need? We need that WhatsApp of them calling us broke bitches. Then you'll always see what I'm talking about. They're calling us broke.
But I still think in the UK, they'll be like, oh.
Yeah, they're right.
No one wants to work these days. It's the people on again. Stop the bolts. Oh. That's honestly, we're living in hell. We're actually living in hell.
All right, another question before we dash. Would you guys consider going on TDA as a guest with Esther? We would love to see you guys on it. Well, Brent hasn't invited us.
Yeah, we haven't had an invite from Mr. Brent, so
yeah, but we love
what we're waiting for. So I cannot speak. You guys need to tag Brent and be like, what's up? When's Black Girls Living coming on TDA? Damn.
But yeah, we love Esther, got mad love for her. I watch it sometimes. It's heated in there. I don't even know if I can do all the debates. Yeah,
me too.
Did you see the recent one? Oh my
God. They might just find me sitting there, to be honest, watching them talk. Quiet. Because
so the recent one finished me, right? So Yusuf said, he said, me, myself, personally, I wouldn't want to watch a slave movie because I just don't like watching them.
Mm.
He said, me, myself. He said, that doesn't mean that they're not good or they're not, they should be made. He said, me, myself. Then E-Man said, you're wrong. They're great for Black people because Black people don't read. We need this information. Then Yusuf said, but I don't want to watch them. And he said, but you're wrong. I was like, I don't know. Because what do you say in those situations? Like, you literally say to someone, I don't want to watch something. And they're saying you're wrong.
Then I'm wrong.
Gosh. I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, then I'm wrong. Who determines what's wrong and what's right?
But Jasmine, he said Black people don't read. And the comments, people agreeing with him. Oh, God. I know. I was finished.
Gosh. Well, one day, it'll be me in the wrong. And we'll see. We'll see how the TDA audience like it. I don't know.
We'll see you guys later.
Yeah, thanks for listening to another episode, guys. Catch us on Black Girls Living on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all of that stuff. I am Jazz_BW on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm Vic Sunusi on most things except for Twitter, where I'm Victoria Sunusi. All right, have a lovely day. Bye, guys.
Bye.